Welcome to an edition of the program. This is With Three Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, RoeGovernment.com. And today is December 27th, 2007. And we have a bunch of news to go over. Of course, the big story of the day was the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistan opposition leader. And she was assassinated by a suicide bomber. Combination of gunfire and a suicide bomb blast that did her in, and quite an interesting news story to say the least. It's been peppered all over the establishment media, huge news story, and there is no doubt in my mind this was the work of the intelligence agencies, primarily the work of the ISI, and of course the ISI being a front group for the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, there leaves no doubt, at least in my mind, just how everything played out, that this was an assassination conducted by these intelligence agencies. And we're going to break down this story, go over some of the news releases. We, of course, have Pervez Musharraf unleashing the police state on the Pakistani people because all of her supporters are extremely angry, and rightfully so. And as a result, Musharraf just, he's unleashing the police state. So we're going to cover this story in great detail. Some other stories that we're going to cover. I mean, there's a bunch of them. We've got this story here. Gas could be $3.75 by spring. We're going to cover that. Airport profilers watching your expressions. And that's an article from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. I mean, we have TSA officials that they're going to be looking at people, watching their expressions to determine if they are a possible terrorist. I mean, this is getting into the whole area of pre-crime, where expressions and the way you walk and the way you talk may be evidence that you may commit a terrorist attack, or you may have possible terrorist intent. It's just crazy. So we're going to cover that story. Some other news. China is preparing this huge surveillance grid for the Olympic Games coming up next year. This whole camera closed-circuit TV system that they're setting up, it's just, it's right out of Orwell's 1984. It's just completely ridiculous. So we're going to get into that. We also have a Ron Paul clip that I'm going to play. There are several clips I could play, but I'm going to play the clip of him appearing on Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and he talks about Pakistan, the Bhutto assassination, and a number of our issues. It's an interesting clip, and I got a bunch of our Ron Paul clips up on my website, RoeGovernment.com. There's a clip from him on Tucker Carlson's show. I mean, there's a bunch of clips, but I figured I'd just play this one. There's so many to choose from, and it's about a five-minute clip, so we'll play that and we'll comment on it afterwards. Some other news, militarization of schools draws critics. That's an interesting story. They're militarizing the schools in Chicago, I mean public schools. It's a very bizarre situation, to say the least. What else do we have here? Some other news, Europe's biodiesel drive sputters. So we're going to get to that. We'll also get into this IRS news as well. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com. or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's jump right into this news on the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. For anybody who's unfamiliar with who this woman is, she was the former prime minister of Pakistan, and she was in exile for several years, and she came back to participate in the Pakistani elections, which were scheduled to take place on January 8th, 2008, just about a week from now. And there was an assassination attempt against her life a few months ago. She was actually put under house arrest during the state of emergency that was declared by Pervez Musharraf. And the first assassination attempt against her killed a ton of people. It was a massive organized attack that was designed to kill her, and that one failed. And here we have another organized attack to assassinate her, only this time this one succeeded. And I tell you what, I mean, there's all these claims that, oh, well, Al-Qaeda is responsible for this assassination attempt. I shouldn't say attempt because it was successful. This assassination of Benazir Bhutto. You have this Al-Qaeda leader from Afghanistan claiming that they're responsible and this was the will of Allah and all this other crazy stuff. Okay? But when you look at the Pakistani ISI and you look at the organization of these assassination attempts, this one included, very organized, and there was definitely somebody in the ISI that wanted this woman dead. In fact, there was a lot of people who wanted her dead, for a number of reasons. And you look at who has the most to gain, and it's, of course, the establishment. It's the ruling establishment in Pakistan, not to mention the United States, because the United States has set up Pervez Musharraf as a puppet dictator there. They're supporting him. They're behind him 110% fighting this phony war on terror. So indirectly, it benefits our government as well to keep the status quo. Now, there's also all sorts of mainstream establishment media news reports talking about how the ISI is filled with Islamic extremists and Al-Qaeda members. Well, that shouldn't come as any surprise, considering the Central Intelligence Agency was the one that actually created Al-Qaeda, and considering that the ISI has such close ties with the CIA, well, it makes perfect sense that all of these so-called Al-Qaeda members are in the ISI and these Islamic extremists, because the CIA is working hand-in-hand with the ISI. So there's no doubt that this was a hit by the intelligence agencies in order to maintain the status quo. I know there's people who think that Budo might have been a CIA agent. I just don't know. Okay, I'm not an expert on this woman. I'm not pretending to be an expert. But there was definitely a coordinated attempt on two occasions to kill this woman. She had a lot of enemies in Pakistan. A lot of people wanted her dead. And this benefits the establishment directly. It benefits Musharraf. Now, whether or not Musharraf actually ordered this, I have no idea. But one thing I do know is that somebody in the intelligence agency, somebody, wanted her dead. And somebody in the ISI may have very well ordered this hit on her. And it makes perfect sense. And now, of course, Pervez Musharraf, with all these angry people in the streets, he's breaking out the police state. You know, they have the militarized police out there shooting all these people with tear gas and whatnot. So you see who it benefits, and it benefits the status quo, and it benefits the establishment. And, of course, this is a horrific attack. She was speaking at a political rally, and following her speech, she got shot by this gunman, and then the gunman blew himself up and killed a bunch of people, not just Budo, but killed a bunch of her supporters. Just a terrible incident. And, you know, this is one reason why we should not be involved in all these foreign entanglements. And there's no question, I mean, this is on the record, the CIA has close ties with the Pakistani ISI. And supposedly, oh, we're gathering intelligence to find Osama bin Laden. I mean, look, with all the money that we spent on this war on terror, I'd consider it a major, major failure, considering that we have not found this invisible boogeyman that's out there by the name of Osama bin Laden. And, well, where is he? Why can't we find him? And I think the answer is pretty clear. It's the fact that he is likely dead. And all of these faked videos are just a poor attempt by the military-industrial complex to convince people that he's actually alive. But it's all smoke and mirrors. And, of course, they blame the attacks on Al-Qaeda. And pretty much any government-sponsored terror attack or assassination since 9/11 has been blamed on Al-Qaeda. So why is this one any different? It's always, oh, it's groups associated with Al-Qaeda. Well, that's actually true, because groups associated with Al-Qaeda include the Pakistani ISI and the Central Intelligence Agency. So that's my take on this whole thing. And I have a number of articles on the assassination up on my website, roguemmert.com. I have a Reuters article. Let me see what else I have here. I have an Associated Press article. Let's see. I have this other article here. This one's actually from the London Times. And they actually speculate that the Pakistani ISI might have had a hand in killing her. And this is a establishment media outlet over in London. They say that it could be the ISI, the Inter-Services Intelligence, that they very well could have been behind this. And I don't think there's really any doubt, considering the organization of these attacks. And you just look who benefits. And clearly the establishment benefits. So check out my website, roguemmert.com. You can get a whole rundown of all of these different stories on the Budo assassination. And apparently, I guess the opposition party is planning to boycott elections. This is in our party. Nawaz Sharif, he announced that his party was boycotting next month's elections following this assassination attempt. And he's demanding that Musharraf resign. And who knows? It's hard to say if he'll even consider doing anything like that. He'll probably just use the police state, just crack down on the people, and maintain the status quo for quite some time. I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen with these elections. But the one thing it also does, besides benefit the establishment, is that it creates more chaos. And then now in the media, I mean, what do you hear in the media after this assassination attack on Benazir Bhutto, on this murder? You hear them hyping up the war on terror and how we need to vote for candidates that are safe, that know how to deal with the war on terror. They're hyping up John McCain like he's the next coming of Jesus, because he's tough on terrorism and you'll know how to deal with these terrorists. And the media has sensationalized this war on terror, even though it's a complete and total fraud. If you actually look at Al-Qaeda, it isn't even a real organization. Okay, it's this fictitious group that the intelligence agencies use to scapegoat and blame whenever they pull off some sort of major attack to justify this war on terror. Osama bin Laden never even referred to his group as Al-Qaeda. That was a label that was put on this so-called group by Western intelligence agencies. And it works out great for them because it's an enemy that can never be defeated. And that's really what it boils down to. That's the whole game plan. We have an enemy that can never be defeated, so we can maintain this military presence around the world. We can maintain a global empire under the guise of fighting this phony terrorism threat. And, hey, I mean, you don't have to believe me. Just do your own research. If you look at the major terror attacks in the past 50 years, almost every single one that I've studied points back to Western intelligence agencies. 9/11, the 7/7 bombings, the Oklahoma City bombings. Well, that was more of the FBI and, you know, the ATF. But you get the point. I mean, the USS Liberty incident, all the nonsense that took place in Iran in the 1950s, even dating back to the USS Maine. There's a number of historical events that tie back to Western intelligence agencies in an effort to start wars or to change things for their own benefit. And of course, the one that people remember most today is, of course, 9/11. And there's little doubt that Western intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA, was involved in that horrible, horrible attack on our country. I mean, there's so many holes in the story, the official story. I mean, you could fly a bunch of planes through the holes that are in the story. It's that bad. And 9/11 is a whole other situation. I could spend hours upon hours talking about it, but we just don't have the time. Just do your own research. Look at WTC-7. That's probably one of the biggest smoking guns, and there's a number of other ones. I mean, you can just use basic high school physics. Three buildings in one day came down at free fall speed, at the speed of gravity. That has never happened in the history of modern engineering as a result of fires. It just doesn't happen. It's just ridiculous. So many lies from the government and media. But anyway, we have to break. We pretty much covered this Bhutto news quite in-depthly, so we're going to get into some other news information on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, welcome back to the show. And this news on Budo, I just have one more story that I want to cover on this assassination of Benazir Budo. And this is actually dealing with Musharraf's reaction to this. I thought this was kind of interesting. And this actually comes to the American Free Press. And it says here, Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf appealed to the nation to remain peaceful on Thursday after the assassination of Benazir Bhutto so that the evil designs of terrorists can be defeated, state TV said. Well, it's interesting that he mentions that, considering that the terrorists are actually in the ISI and the CIA. So please remain calm, and we'll do what it takes to capture these terrorists so we can defeat the terrorists. And all the terrorism actually comes from governments. And that's really the big joke. You have these people that engineer terror attacks, and then they get on TV and act like they're saviors. You know, kind of like Bush after 9/11. Same type of situation here. And there is going to be a great amount of destabilization in Pakistan after this. It already is. People are going crazy, and rightfully so. And this is how these people get power, order out of chaos. They create chaos, and from that chaos, they try to establish their order. They try to change things to benefit the establishment. And that's what's happening here. So this whole thing clearly benefits the establishment, and who knows what will happen. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But like I said before, now all we're seeing in the media over here in the United States is, oh, the war on terror. How we have to fight this war on terror because this is awful. And what are the presidential candidates going to do to keep us safe? And all of this are nonsense. But there you have it. I mean, they do this time and time again. And this one is no exception. So we'll see how this plays out. But there's going to be a great deal of turmoil in the country of Pakistan for quite some time after this. There's no doubt about that. Let's get into some of these other news stories. Here's one that I found pretty interesting. It's from the International Herald Tribune. China preparing surveillance grid for Olympics. And this just details more of the Big Brother surveillance society that we are faced with in the world today. And it says here, in preparation for the Beijing Olympics and a host of other international events, some American companies are helping the Chinese government to design and install one of the most comprehensive high-tech public surveillance systems in the world. When told the company's transactions, critics of China's human rights record said the work violated the spirit of a sanctions law Congress passed after the Tiananmen Square killings. The Commerce Department, however, says the sophisticated systems that Honeywell, General Electric, United Technologies, and IBM, all big companies within the military-industrial complex, these companies, the technologies that they're installing, do not run afoul of the ban on providing China crime control or detection instruments or equipment. Well, of course not. If you're a big corporation within the military-industrial complex, you can do whatever you want. General Electric, I mean, huge defense contractor. Huge defense contractor. I mean, IBM. They sold technology to the Nazis. No, funny how they don't include that in their commercials. Some of these institutions within the military-industrial complex, just the way they have evolved, have become these extremely evil entities. And they no longer care about what's best for America. And here they are. Well, they're preparing this surveillance grid for China. And there you have it. I mean, these companies, if you look at from a greater, broader perspective, what these companies are doing is they're branching elsewhere in the world under the guise of globalism. And as a result, our manufacturing base is being outsourced to all these countries. So if we do, in fact, have to fight a real war, we're not going to win, because our manufacturing base and all these different components that drive our military and allow it to work are being manufactured in all these different nations. But this is what the New World Order is all about. It has nothing to do with what's best for America. It has to do with what's best for these big multinational corporations and these central bankers. But with that aside, I mean, I find it interesting that they're building this huge surveillance grid, another Big Brother system that they're setting up. And I'm sure they're just going to keep this system in place after the Olympics are over. It'll be nice to have this whole system available to them so they can continue to keep an eye on the general public. These are some very diabolical people. And these different companies, they are just continuing to feed this beast. And they want this control grid. They want this control grid in every nation of meaning. United States, Europe, I mean, they want this technology everywhere. They want the Big Brother Surveillance Society. They want the police state. And this is just more evidence of that. It's getting out of control, folks. Out of control. But anyway, we have to break. On the other side, I'm going to play the Ron Paul clip of his appearance on Wolf Blitzer, and we have a number of our news stories to get into. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have a bunch of our news to get into. And before I play the Ron Paul clip, I'd like to get into some of this stuff. I mean, some of this news is just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. It's just one of those deals where, you know, I look at this stuff every day and I feel like I've been transported into an episode of Twilight Zone. It's getting that out of control. I mean, everything, the economy, these terror attacks, I mean, all of this stuff. It's just absolutely nuts. And let me get into some of this other news. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Let me just go down the list. Militarization of schools draw critics. And this is a story that originated from the Chicago Tribune, and it was summarized on the website rawstory.com, and there's actually a clip from PBS NewsHour that aired on December 26, 2007. Very interesting clip. It's pretty lengthy. It's too long to play on the broadcast, but again, if you go to my website, rogummer.com, you can check it out. It's all put up there, and I'll just read from the story. And this involves the militarization of the public school system. It's just out of control. It says here, in a controversial new program, the city of Chicago has opened up five public schools since 1999 based on a military academy model. Over 10,000 students attend the schools, which offer college preparatory courses combined with a military curriculum. According to the Chicago Tribune, military personnel work at the schools as teachers and administrators, and all academy students must enlist in the junior ROTC, wear a military uniform, and take a daily ROTC course that includes lessons on leadership, character development, drug prevention, and military history. And the story goes on from there. What the purpose of this is to indoctrinate as many children into this militarized system as soon as humanly possible. And they're doing this in an incremental fashion, okay? Because what's going to happen in the very near future is the majority of employment opportunities are going to be with big companies within the military-industrial complex, with the military, with Homeland Security, and with government. And this is just an incremental step easing us into this transition, because in this new world order, the role of the United States is going to be global security. We're going to be the ones enforcing this new world order control grid. And it's already being set up. Why do you think there's a Northern Command, a European Command, a Central Command? They are setting up the military for global domination of the entire planet. And of course, Homeland Security spending is going to go through the roof because they need to have more surveillance cameras. They want to have Stasi spy squads. They want to have secret police. I mean, this is going to be a high-tech equivalent of Nazi Germany, only it's going to be implemented worldwide. And our role in this global system is going to be security. That's why they're trying to indoctrinate these young children into this system, so they can ease the transition into the regular active duty military when the time comes, when they're old enough. It's all being done incrementally. And at first it sounds reasonable. You know, it sounds reasonable, but it's not reasonable. Because in the end, through this incremental step that they've taken with this, they're going to take another incremental step and another incremental step until the entire public school system is fully militarized. You have people running around and they'll have the Hitler Youth type squads. You know, I don't mean to freak people out, but this is the direction it's going in. It might not happen within 5 years, might not happen within 7 years, might not happen within 10 years. But you see the incrementalism of this, and this is the direction they're going in. So that story's up on my website if you want to check it out. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, I got to cover this one, the IRS. IRS says late tax fix delays refunds. This is from the Associated Press. More than 3 million people will have to wait until February to get their tax refunds because of Congress's late fix to the alternative minimum tax, the IRS said Thursday. Oh, well, that's just fantastic. Does that mean I can be late with filing my income tax? Can I just file it a few months late? I'm sure you wouldn't have a problem me doing that, would you? But it's okay for the IRS to delay giving us refunds. This whole system is completely criminal. It's just completely and entirely nuts. I mean, I don't even have words to describe how crazy the system is. You have a 1,000-plus page tax code that the IRS itself can't even analyze and determine what's right and wrong within the tax code. The collection of the income tax violates the Fifth Amendment. There's questions about the constitutionality of the income tax. There's questions about the 16th Amendment pertaining to different Supreme Court rulings. The tax code itself, there's questions about the income tax being voluntary. There's questions about what the definition of income is. The whole thing is a giant, giant fraud. And these people who are enforcing this income tax are doing so via the use of coercion and threat. And these people are a bunch of criminals. So I think it's really interesting that they can say, oh, yeah, we're just going to delay your tax refunds. But if we're late with filing our income tax, oh, that's a huge problem. We can't have that. The hypocrisy is unbelievable with this government, and that's why we need to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service. Get rid of it. Get rid of the income tax. Get rid of it all. Get rid of this criminal system. It's disgusting. It's anti-American. And any of these people out there in the media that are supporting the Internal Revenue Service, you should quit your job right now. I mean, how can these people defend this system? I mean, do you people like paying this ridiculous income tax that's illegal, that's not constitutional? I mean, stand up for America. Stand up for the Constitution. Stand up for liberty. My goodness. That's a horrendous article there. That just really upsets me. Just unbelievable. Let's go on a few of our stories, then I'll play the Ron Paul clip. Let's see here. Airport profilers watching your expressions. This is from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. If a pair of TSA officers strolling by a SeaTac airport ticket counter wish you happy holidays and ask where you're traveling, it might be more than just Christmas spirit. Travelers at SeaTac and dozens of other major airports across America are being scrutinized by teams of TSA behavior detection officers specifically trained to discern the subtlest suspicious behaviors. TSA officials will not reveal specific behaviors identified by the program called SPOT, screening passengers by observation technique, that are considered indicators of possible terrorist intent. But a central task is to recognize microfacial expressions, a flash of feelings that in a fraction of a second reflects emotions such as fear, anger, surprise, or contempt, said Carl Macaro, who helped start the program for TSA. Now, this whole thing's a joke. These people get like a few days worth of training, and all of a sudden they are experts on detecting who might be a terrorist based upon behavior that they observe. I mean, this is just a big fraud, and it's designed to ensure that there are more people spying on everybody, even though there really is no terrorist threat. Well, I mean, we didn't have any of this prior to 9/11, and we got along just fine. Okay? So we don't need it now. This is just another step to turn us into this secret police type society where you have everybody spying on everybody. And this is all based off of junk science. Pretty much, from what I've read in different reports, the training that these people receive, it's all garbage. It's basically designed for them to pretty much pinpoint almost anybody to be a potential terrorist. But that's really the ultimate goal. The New World Order wants everybody to be labeled a potential terrorist. And, of course, anybody who doesn't like what the New World Order does, well, you're definitely a terrorist. And you see that type of mentality being pushed forward with such pieces of legislation like H.R. 1955, the Homegrown Terrorism and Violent Radicalization Act. So it's just crazy. Let me play this Ron Paul clip before we run out of time. This is Ron Paul on Wolf Blitzer talking about the Bhutto assassination and a number of other issues. And it's about 4 or 5 minutes long. Here it is.
Much of the world's affairs. The Republican presidential candidate, Congressman Ron Paul, is joining us now from Des Moines, Iowa. Congressman, thanks very much for joining us. Clearly, there are enormous stakes, interests for the United States. Pakistan is a Muslim country. There's an Al-Qaeda presence there. Osama bin Laden is believed to be hiding out there. There's a resurgent Taliban, a lot of sympathizers to these extremists in Pakistan. And this is a country that already has a nuclear arsenal. If you were president, Congressman, right now, what would you do?
I would try to change the policy so that we were less involved in their internal affairs. I've complained about the policy with Pakistan for a good many years. We've been giving them billions of dollars. They've got about $10 billion over the last 8 years. So we've aligned ourselves with a military dictator who overthrew an elected government. And he was supposed to help us find Osama bin Laden. That hasn't helped. So it was a bad investment. And it also elicits concern about our puppet governments. Musharraf is seen as one of our puppets. There's a group over there, the Al-Qaeda is growing because they don't like us to have puppet governments over there, and they love chaos. So I can see where the support that we've given Musharraf has been indirectly involved in this. It's a mess.
So what would you do specifically, Congressman, right now if you were dealt this hand as President of the United States?
I would treat them like another country. They're in a civil war. I wouldn't get involved in the civil war. It's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't be sending troops over there. I wouldn't be sending them any more money. I would try to talk to people who come out when they sort it out. They should and urge that they have self-determination and that they go back to a sensible approach. But for us to be involved militarily or send our CIA in there to overthrow one government versus another, I've already heard, well, let's get rid of Musharraf. We've staked it out with him and it isn't working, so we want to get rid of him. Let's put somebody else in charge. Just more of the same stuff that we have been doing for so many years. It's time we looked for non-intervention and stay out of these conflicts and let them sort it out themselves.
So basically what I hear you saying, if you were president, you would say, you know what, Musharraf, it's all yours. Do whatever you want. We're getting out of there. No more billions in U.S. military assistance. No more intelligence cooperation. No more nothing. Is that right?
That would be a good policy. Besides, we don't have the money anyway. We either have to steal it from the American people or print the money or borrow it from China. And so we're going broke, and so we can just start right now by stopping this. Of course, the whole Middle East has been my argument that we just can't afford this anymore.
Would you at all be
and it doesn't help us.
Would you at all be concerned, Congressman, about a Taliban-like or Al-Qaeda-like Islamic fundamentalist regime taking charge of Pakistan with a nuclear arsenal already? And they're not thinking about building nuclear bombs. They already have nuclear bombs.
Yeah, and I think because we supported a military dictator and he became our puppet, we've actually enhanced that opportunity for him. So, yes, I'm concerned, but I'm concerned about the leftover nuclear weapons in the from the old Soviet system in Central Asia. There are some of those weapons that haven't been accounted for. So, yes, we have concern, but I'm concerned about the Taliban resurgence in Afghanistan. Our policies aren't working all that well. They're having major victories over there, and there's more killing there. They're asking for more of our troops to go into Afghanistan. I'm just saying enough is enough. We shouldn't be doing this. We get ourselves into too many messes, and we ought to mind our own business and take care of our people here at home.
Well, you have a new ad that's running now. It's called The Defender of Freedom. Your ad that's showing how you want to protect freedom, protect liberty, what you call our God-given freedom. What global responsibilities, if you were president, should the United States have? Does the U.S. have a role around the world?
Sure it does. It should be friends with people. We should trade with people. We should try to sort things out diplomatically. But we don't have the moral authority or the constitutional authority to impose our will. We shouldn't be either bribing them with our donations and foreign aid, and we shouldn't be threatening them. If they don't do what we want, we bomb them. I'm offering something different, something the founding fathers offered, and that is neutrality. Talk to people and trade with people, negotiate with people, but not to have these two choices of either subsidizing them with foreign aid or threatening them with violence if they don't do as we tell them.
Yeah, we're almost out of time, Congressman. A week from today, the Iowa caucuses, then a few days later, the New Hampshire primary. You got a lot of cash that you got very passionate supporters out there. Give us a prediction. How are you going to do in Iowa and how are you going to do in New Hampshire?
I think we're going to do well. That's about as close as I can get. There's no way I don't make predictions because I really don't know, but I think we'll do a lot better than people have been predicting.
And you want to just be a little bit more precise?
Probably can't be. I do know that I would be very disappointed if I came in last, and that's not going to happen. But I'm not going to say I'm going to come in first or second. If I don't come in first or second, I'm going to quit. Nothing like that. It doesn't even cross my mind. We're getting a lot of support. The numbers are growing. The money's flowing in. My obligation is to fulfill the requests by the supporters who come to us spontaneously. They want me to campaign hard, campaign to win. That's exactly what we're doing.
Congressman, thanks very much for coming in. Good luck out there.
All right, that was a clip of Ron Paul and Wolf Blitzer. And exactly right. You know, the reason why I play a lot of Ron Paul clips is because he's literally one of the only people that's seeing any sort of truth on the establishment media. It's remarkable to actually have somebody speaking the truth on these establishment media networks. And one of the reasons why we have so many problems is because over the past 50-plus years, our government has been involved in the internal affairs of all these other nations. We can't even control what's happening within our own borders. Yet these elitists believe that we can police the world, we can have our military everywhere, and we can have this global empire. And it's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable. So, again, there's finally some truth on what's going on. And yes, the assassination is horrible. Yes, it's terrible. But we do not have the means to police the world, nor, as Ron Paul said, the moral authority to do so. We have to break. Last segment coming right up. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888
1-888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, last segment right here on Live Free or Die Radio. And we only have a few minutes in this last segment, so I'm going to quickly go into these other news stories that I promised to get into. Europe's biodiesel drive sputters. This one's from the Wall Street Journal, and it reads as follows. The European Union's dream of using vegetable-based diesel fuel in cars to cut oil imports and the pollution that causes global warming is turning sour. The bloc made a big bet on biodiesel fuels in 2003, agreeing that its governments would phase in tax breaks and rules to encourage their production and use. The bet seemed to make sense. Most Europeans drive diesel cars making ethanol, the U.S. clean fuel of choice for gasoline-powered cars, impractical. Biodiesel can be mixed with regular diesel fuel, and when blended, doesn't need any special pumps or engine design changes. Mirroring the U.S. experience with ethanol, European companies rush to make biodiesel out of a range of things, including rapeseed crops and used McDonald's frying oil. And it goes on. I wish I had more time to read the whole thing off. But this whole situation with these people promoting biofuels and whatnot, it's a fraud because it's turning food into fuel. And that drives the price of food up. That's really what happens in a nutshell. And that's why we're paying more for milk. That's why we're paying more for wheat. It's all by design, all to solve this phony global warming problem that they say is based from man-made carbon emissions. And that's total fraud. The sun is getting warmer. The solar system is getting warmer. So this whole thing is a giant fraud. But it's all to fight global warming. So, but hey, if you want to believe the establishment media, feel free to do so. Don't believe me. But seriously, do your own research on the issue, and I'm confident you'll come to the same conclusion that I have. It's complete and total fraud. What else do we have here? Gas could be $3.75 by spring. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Gasoline could average $3.75 a gallon across the U.S. in a few months, pushing the price in California up and over the $4 mark, energy analysts said Wednesday. And I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to see gasoline this spring and summer around the high threes, low fours. I think that's going to go without saying. You're going to see oil over $100 a barrel. You're going to see the gold price probably hit around $1,000 an ounce, if not higher, next year. It's going to get ugly because there is mass amounts of inflation being pumped into the markets right now by these central banks. Not to mention everything going on with the whole geopolitical situation and everything else. And it just adds up to higher gas prices. So that's an interesting story there. What else do we have here? Just see how much time we have left. Yeah, we're starting to run out of time. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Bank predicts Ron Paul win and U.S. depression. This is an article from the USA Daily. Denmark-based Saxo Bank predicts Ron Paul presidency in 2008. According to Pravda.ru, the bank predicts Paul will be the next president and that the U.S. economy will plunge into a depression prior to the election. Well, that sounds pretty accurate to me. I mean, we have this dishonest monetary system falling completely apart, this huge credit bubble, a subprime mortgage crisis. Price of gold keeps going up, oil keeps going up. Gasoline's going up. Everything's going up. I mean, it's just completely and totally out of control. But anyway, that's it for the show. Thanks to everybody who tuned in today. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Stay tuned for a rebroadcast of Rick Adams. I guess he's got a rebroadcast going on. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.